You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
First up, the Green Party is in the midst of suspending two of its MPs after they threatened to leave unless co-leader Matidia Tude steps down. David Clendon and Kennedy Graham told RNZ Tude's position was untenable following her admission she lied to Work and Income while on the benefit and enrolled in an electorate she didn't live in. Co-leader James Shaw said the move was a betrayal and he would seek to suspend both of them. We're now joined by former Green MP Sue Bradford. Hi, Sue.
Hi, kia ora.
So first of all, what did you think of Matidia's admission to benefit for? Do you think that was worth the political risk?
It's a bit hard to say at the moment. I mean, I think that she probably didn't realise quite how the predicament that she would put herself in personally. But at the same time, it was a very brave stand and has helped the Greens enormously in terms of the credibility of the welfare policy that she was putting forward, and the fact that they have one of their leaders who is prepared to talk openly about her experience of life on the benefit. And that's meant an awful amount to many people who are struggling right now at Work and Income or have had a really tough time with them in the past. You totally understand where Matidia is coming from. And I think at this stage it's been great to see James Shaw, other Green MPs and other Green Party leaders coming out and saying, no, we're backing our leader and we're not going to bend to the pressure that Kennedy and Dave Clendon are putting on them.
Yeah, so what do you make of these two MPs resigning and the approach that they took to this resignation?
Well, it's unprecedented in the Green Party to have MPs resigning like this at very short notice without going through party processes, totally trying to hold the caucus and party to ransom. I can see why the caucus is and the leadership is so alarmed by their actions. Usually tensions within the Green Party have not become open in this way before. It's really unusual. And marks a big shift in the how people are going to perceive the Green Party, because of course, like any other political party, there always have been internal dissent, internal, I don't know, civil wars, internal factions. It's just never really revealed itself very much before, and this is the first time it's happened. But at this stage, I'd just say good on the caucus and the leadership for holding strong and backing Matidia in the difficult position she's ended up in as a result of supporting really good welfare policy.
Yeah, so do you think James Shaw is making the right call to suspend them?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think the Greens have any choice. Either they cave to these two or they carry on and hold the integrity of their caucus and party. And so far, all the evidence is that they're going to hang tight and stick with the honourable road. I mean, it sounds like David and Kennedy have bowed to pressure from the right, from other political parties, from the commentariat, from all the outraged right-wing voters who always like to think that, beneficiaries, you can smash onto beneficiaries, but if it's tax fraud or something like that, that's fine. So I think it's really great the Greens have been making a stand on this.
So looking ahead, how do you think this controversy will affect the party and their perception by the public heading into the election?
If the Greens stay strong with Matidia and their welfare policy, I think that the Greens will continue to catch votes from beneficiaries and people on the left that they wouldn't have had a hope of catching just a few weeks ago.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Sue.
Thank you. Bye.
See you. That was Sue Bradford speaking about two MPs possibly being stood down by the Green Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.